Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So I take a sip of coffee, I flip open my MacBook computer, and I get to work. I click open my email, I click on an Anglican News website, I click on my calendar, I click on my music, I click on my sermon notes, and with each click, I add to my computer's workload. A mass of energy shifts through the circuits and internal pathways. The fan speeds up to an audible whoosh. But then it happens. The spinning pinwheel of death. My mouse pointer on the screen turns into a multicolored pinwheel. It just keeps spinning and spinning. It's the modern Mac equivalent of Windows' old spinning hourglass. My computer is thinking, thinking, still thinking. With all of the internal monologues going on at once, the system sputters to paralysis. And if I leave it like this, my computer will keep working, you could say, without any rest. It just keeps running, and yet it's not really working. Work is malformed. It's not doing anything because it's overloaded. It's just thinking. Thinking. Still thinking. The pinwheel of death. And there's only one thing to do. I hold down on the power button until the screen goes black. The fan slows to a rest. I wait a few seconds, and then I push the power button again. The computer reboots, it restarts, and when the screen pops up again, the spinning pinwheel of death is gone. I can actually do some work. Everything is functioning normally again. Well, our gospel reading this morning describes a room full of minds spinning like pinwheels of death. Thinking, thinking, still thinking. Imagine the scene with me. A mass of nervous energy shifts around Jesus. Licked lips, fiddled fingers. A host of good men chew their bread and sip their cups beside the Galilean. His conversation is the usual puzzlement, proper opinion stamped with that Galilean drawl. And then those bizarre tangents that cross eyes and sting toes. He has a way of making people look stupid, like fools. And the talk takes one of those turns. Jesus swallows a mouthful of fish-smeared bread. His tongue runs over his teeth. He scratches his nose. And he points at the man with the swollen ankles at the end of the table. Is it in accord with good theology to heal on the Sabbath day? And the minds begin to click on all of the various options. The internal fans roar to life with a whoosh over the sop. It's a fairly settled debate, but you know, the best thinkers agree that there are plenty of other days of the week to be healed. And a wave of self-consciousness washes over the table as each brain sputters through the same questions. I've got to say something. Do I say something? Should I say something? Will I look stupid? Will he make me look stupid? Thinking. Thinking. Still thinking. It's the same nervous energy and mental clicking that filled the room half an hour earlier when everyone took their seats. I've got to sit down. Should I sit down? Where do I sit down? Should I sit by the host? Would that be too forward? Would that be looking like I'm trying too hard, but I do want to be seen, but how? Where do I sit? Thinking, still thinking. And the host of the meal joins in with his own obsessive internal chatter. Maybe I should have invited the Ben-Uri family. They have a little more money coming in lately. Or maybe I should have seated the older rabbis by this Jesus guy to kind of keep him under control. And thinking, still thinking. The entire room is an exhaustive mess of spinning pinwheels of death. Everyone is worried about what everyone else thinks. Frozen in self-conscious scrupulosity and restless tension. Pinwheels of death. And this morning we sit in the midst of that mass of nervous energy. We lick our lips and fiddle our fingers. Our minds click through all of the various options. Like the Pharisees and the scribes to our right and to our left, well, we constantly worry. Worry about what other people think. We are a self-conscious people. We glance at the individuals around us. Should I have said that? Or should I have said nothing? Or should I have said more? Or was that too forward? Or maybe I should have invited the comptroller to the Super Bowl party? Or should I have sat down beside my boss at the luncheon? Thinking, still thinking. And sometimes our obsessive internal chatter is because of a desire to be seen, to feel important, to be special in some way, because we don't feel special. At other times, our restless thoughts are waves of scrupulous good intentions, to do just the right thing at just the right time and just the right way and make sure it's just thinking, still thinking. We're all self-conscious in the Pharisee's house, but we're not very self-aware. We don't see how we are making everything about us, even when we obsess about doing the right things. We don't see how our obsessive internal monologues leave us malformed. We don't see how our minds have become spinning pinwheels of death. Thinking, still thinking. But in the midst of all of our spinning pinwheels of death, should I say something? Did I say too much? Should I sit over there? Do they like me? Jesus pushes the power button. Today, here and now, Jesus pushes the power button and reboots our lives. Our fans slow to a rest. Our screens go black. And we all watch in silence as Jesus stands and walks over to the man with edema, dropsy. Here is a man whose physical life is a kind of spinning pinwheel of death. His life is paralyzed in so many ways. He can't work like he used to work. He struggles at times to walk. Jesus lays hands on those swollen ankles, pushes the power button on the man's health. His life reboots, restarts. He gets up and walks away. New creation. Jesus reboots him and reboots us at the same time. Stop worrying about how everything looks. We all know that if your child or if your animal fell in the well on the Sabbath day, you wouldn't even think twice about what anybody thinks. You'd go get them out. Stop worrying about what everyone thinks. Don't obsess about just the right seat at the party. Just sit down in an out-of-the-way place. Stop making it about you. Bring in the people who won't pay you back. Don't worry about who you're inviting to the dinner party and is it going to just invite people who won't make it about you. and our mouths gape wide in astonishment, speechless astonishment. St. Luke records that they were unable to say anything to these things. For one precious second, all of us, Pharisees, scribes, Christians, are so stunned that we can't worry about ourselves. We can't worry about how we look. Jesus reboots our internal processors and gets rid of that wretched pinwheel of death. On the day of rest, the Sabbath, Jesus gives us rest from those spinning pinwheels in our minds. He reboots us. He focuses us on something outside of ourselves, on what He is doing, healing people around us. Our minds flicker to life, the pinwheel gone. And now we have what St. Paul calls the mind of Christ. A mind that is self-aware but not self-conscious. A mind that is self-forgetful in the best way. Busy watching what Jesus is doing. Sisters and brothers, you and I don't have to spend our lives like spinning pinwheels of death. Thinking, still thinking. We don't have to be frozen, worrying about what other people think. Jesus has set us free. Set us free to forget about ourselves and watch what He is doing and get in on what He is doing. And strangely enough, when we stop thinking about ourselves and worrying about ourselves, that's when we are actually being humble and so can be exalted. Because humility isn't obsessing over, did I do this or should I do this or how do I do this? It's just letting it all go and watching Jesus. He's at work rebooting us this morning. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.